Welcome to The Conversation. I'm Andy Mason, and we are talking about the messy intersection between faith, family, and business growth. So today I want to talk about different kinds of people on your team or around you, how they respond and what you can do about it. I'm walking through this myself, and it's a bumpy road. I think in large part because I'm recognizing that I've grown up under some phenomenal leaders, and there's some good parts and bad parts to any leader. And some of my own leadership style has been a reaction to some of the bad leadership, which is actually only creating or perpetuating problems. And I'm having to adjust or go to my friends, go to my team, go to different people. And as someone told me today, walk into the meeting and say, I am sorry for my lack of communication. I'm sorry for my lack of clarity. I need to make amends, clear that up, and move forward. So in this process, I'm having some bumps. I'm working out, oh my gosh, there's more dysfunction in me than I realized. And I'm reading this book by, or rereading a book by Dr. Henry Cloud called Necessary Endings. If you haven't got this on your shelf, if you haven't got an audiobook on constant play and you're in any leadership role and you are wanting to grow, then you're going to need you're going to really want to have this book. And in it, he describes three kinds of people all around us all the time and how to interact with them in regards to growth. And this is actually really cool because I was reading yesterday in the book of Proverbs. It says the same thing. This is the book of Proverbs. It's an ancient wisdom verses. Proverbs 9 verse 7 says, anyone who rebukes a mocker will get an insult in return. Anyone who corrects the wicked will get hurt. So don't bother correcting mockers. They will only hate you. But correct the wise and they will love you. Instruct the wise and they will be even wiser. Teach the righteous and they will learn even more. So according to Dr. Henry Cloud, there's three kinds of people and how they respond. He calls them the wise, the foolish, and the evil. Now, these aren't necessarily evil people, but the impact on your life is evil intent. Or perhaps there's a better way of putting them. They are toxic. They will erode your culture, undermine your leadership, and you'll be left stumbling forward, stumbling around, unless you do something about it. So, for example, how do you even know you've got someone who's toxic in your team? Well, they'll be the ones that suck the life out of the environment. They're the ones that are always mocking, undermining your leadership, undermining what is going on. Or here's some people around me. So a couple of years back, as we were launching what we're doing with Heaven and Business, there was a particular leader from another environment in town. And he had such credibility and expertise in the very field that we were stepping into. So I thought, the smartest thing I could do would be go to this person and ask for his input and advice on how we would grow. So I made an appointment, went out to his place and sat down, talked with him, walked through what we're doing, how we're doing it, what I'm really feeling a conviction to go after. And his response was pointing out all the reasons why this won't work. Now, that's not a problem because there's always reasons why things won't work. There's always situations that are going to be difficult. But not only was it pointing out the difficulties, it was actually super negative and critical of the organization that I'm doing this with. And I started to realize, oh my gosh, he's got an offense towards this organization. If I listened to him, not only would I not do what I'm doing, but I'd leave the group of friends that I'm running with. He is toxic. And I started to realize, oh my gosh, not only can I not listen to this, but I've actually got to isolate this or cut that influence off from my life. Henry Cloud puts it this way. He says there's the ones that are wise, you can give feedback to. The ones that are foolish, there's no point giving feedback to because they don't listen to it. You give them consequences. But to the wicked, to the evil intent, to the toxic, you just got to bring in lawyers, guns, and money. That means the lawyers, the police, or the authorities, and money, as in you're going to do whatever you can to cut them out of your life, to get them out of your business. Do it hard, do it fast, do it quickly, as fast as possible, because they will literally create a toxic environment that spreads. You must isolate and get rid of that as fast as possible. Another situation or example of that is, I was listening to some friends last week at our Heaven and Business conference here in Reading, and they were telling the story of two individuals in their company that had an agreement that they found out about afterwards, that they saw the partnership that was going on between the two leaders of the organization. So these toxic people made an agreement with one another to do whatever they could to undermine the partnership because of where it was going. Because I guess that they're missing out or whatever their reason was. And they almost succeeded. What's the point? That's toxic. You got to cut it out as soon as you can get it, see it. So how do you even know someone's toxic? Well, what do you experience about someone? There's one person that you can get feedback or input or observations from. The other one, if you hear that feedback and you're just left with just like a sense of foreboding, a sense of negativity, and they're not just doing this with you, but they're creating that in the wider environment, you know that that's toxic. Another way is to have outside people come in, and it's so valuable to have just a set of eyes who are not in the environment with you, but have people around you can look in and say, hey, what do you experience about my team? What are you experiencing about the people around me? What are you seeing going on? Is there anything that I need to be aware of? And just listen to see how others are experiencing you and how others are experiencing your team and how others are experiencing those close to you before you bring them into your team, so that you can know what to do, how to move, and if at all possible, prevent toxicity of getting into those that are closest to you. So that's number one. Number two is the foolish. Now, the difference between the wise and the foolish is the wise, when you give them feedback, they thank you for it because you've just given them a list of things of how to improve, how to grow. And having people around, I've got people around me like this. I've got this guy, Amos, who works with us. After maybe three months working with Amos, he comes to me and he says, hey, Andy, can we meet with you? Can I just grab 10 minutes of your time? I said, sure. And my thought was, is there something wrong? What's going on? But no sooner had we sat down for this quick meeting, he said, look, I'm operating at about 80%. And have you got anything else I could do? I'm like, oh my gosh. Not only that, but I can sit down with him and give him very direct feedback. And every single time he receives it, thanks me for it. And it actually, he seems to just bound ahead every time I give him feedback. That's called someone who is wise. You give them feedback. Someone's foolish, they never have the problem. It's someone else's problem. You give them feedback. Hey, this is how it's experiencing you. This is the situation. This is what you did. This is what I observed around you. And they will continually push back on that. And there's always a reason why it wasn't them, why it was somebody else, why they're not the problem. And if you keep trying to fix that problem, they don't have the problem, so you're wasting your time. So Henry Cloud would say, don't give feedback, give consequences. This is what I need you to do by then. If not, this is what's going to happen as a result. Now that's pretty tough. So why is this so important for me right now? I'm recognizing that I have a gift mix, I have a personality style that loves to please people. I want to take people with me. I have an empowering attitude where I want to empower everybody around me. What I'm realizing is that means that I will take someone, I'll give them feedback, and if they're struggling, I'll just give them more feedback. Oh, maybe I just need to give them another chance. Maybe I just need to walk with them further. Maybe I'm not giving them enough opportunity or resources. If you're doing that over 6 months and you're coming back to the same thing again and again and again, are they wise? Did they receive feedback and apply it and move forward? Are they foolish? They still don't have the problem. If you're working harder on their problem than they are, you are actually enabling them. I have been enabling people around me because of my own insecurities and fears. And here's the beauty of it. One of my team members' children, 14-year-old was walking through the store the other day, and the mum overheard the daughter say, mumbling under her breath, stops her after a while and says, "What have you been saying?" And the 14-year-old said to mum, "I've been saying, this is not my problem. I'm not responsible for everyone. This is not my problem. I am not responsible for everyone. This is not my problem. I'm not responsible for everyone." When I heard that, I'm like, oh my gosh, that is my new favorite saying. I feel overly responsible to take everyone with me, to walk with everyone, to continually give grace and empowerment. And the reality is, I have avoided telling the truth. So the reason that I've got the challenges that I've got is my fault, because I have enabled this, because I've been taking on the problem and carrying it all myself. What I need to do is go back, give feedback, direct, life-giving and loving feedback. If they respond, they're wise, you can move forward. If I've been giving feedback, and if I've been avoiding giving feedback, that's not their problem, that's my problem. I need to deal with that. Forgive me for my lack of clarity. This is what I need done. This is how I need it done. This is what I'm observing and experiencing around you. If they don't respond to that, then you give consequences. And that's what I'd need to do. And then thirdly, if they're toxic, if they're actually negatively affecting the environment, do whatever is possible as fast as possible to remove that from your team. If you're not sure, have someone alongside you that is not inside the organization or not directly associated, so that you can get some clear feedback of what is happening, how it's happening, and how you can move forward. For me personally, I have people around me that I talk to that can give me input, that can walk with me so that I'm making the right decisions. And hopefully, I certainly believe we're moving forward. I'm feeding myself with the right things. I've got accountability around me, accountability to help me grow so that I become one of the wise ones, that I'm applying growth to my life and we grow. So the book is Necessary Endings, a fantastic book and practical ways to actually deal with situations, people around you, the wise, the foolish, or those that are actually toxic or bent on evil. What can we do about it? Stop empowering those, actually empower the wise, give consequences to the foolish, and cut out those that are toxic. So have a great week. If this has been valuable to you, check out andyandjanine.com for other things upcoming. Brand new book coming out very soon. And we will talk with you next week.